In anticipation of the team's Final Four appearance, Illinois' first since 1989, Coach Weber says he isn't asking anything more of his team against Louisville Saturday that he hasn't asked before.
I want us to show, you know, in the national stage, in the most important games of the season, show how we can play basketball at a high level. And if they play at a higher level and beat us, that's fine. I mean, that's all I'm asking the guys.
A couple of days removed from their improbable overtime victory over Arizona, Illini players at a workout on campus say they recognize what they've accomplished. Weber has said he wants them to enjoy the experience of being a Final Four team, but senior Jack Ingram says they know when the fun stops.
You have to balance of having a good time and experience it so you can, you know, remember some of the stuff that we're going to do. But, you know, as a competitor and as a basketball player, you know you're going to remember what happens on the floor. And so we have to make sure that, you know, we can have fun and, you know, away from the court. But when it comes down to getting prepared for the game, we have to make sure that we're ready.
Ingram says making the Sweet 16 last year served as a huge confidence booster, something they carried into this season. Junior guard Dee Brown says they've grown a little wiser.
You're older, I mean, we're playing younger teams. I don't know how to understand the game. I understand the team game. We understand it, and we pay attention to more of the detail, and we prepare better now than we did last year.
Senior guard Luther Head says the Final Four opportunity brings out a renewed hunger, one that serves the team well.
Can't go in there thinking that you've made it. You got to go in thinking that you still got work to do. And obviously, that's what I want to do. I don't ever want to feel like I've made it, have I done it. I always feel like I still got work to do, and I think that's going to help our whole team.
When comparing himself to the other coaches headed to St. Louis this weekend, Weber calls himself a pump, having never coached a team in the Final Four. He says his previous visits there were as a spectator.
You know, you sit around at the Final Four, and I don't know, you just kind of, you know, you wish you were there. This, you know, just kind of, or would have that opportunity. And that's one thing I relate to the kids. There's so many people that have been in the game so long, and there's even players that were on great teams that never got here, and they better appreciate what they have.
Weber's players say they've faced pressure all year and see no reason why facing Louisville in the last leg of the tournament should feel any different. They also credit the fans, a sea of orange shirts in many cities, but most often Champaign, Chicago, Indianapolis, and soon St. Louis, for giving them a lift when they're in unfamiliar territory, like losing by 15 points with 4 minutes left on the clock last weekend. Whether or not fans had a ticket for Saturday's contest, the faithful in the Champaign area gave their team a final send-off on Wednesday. The Fighting Illini will play Louisville at 5 p.m. Central Time Saturday. If victorious, they'll face the winner of Michigan State and North Carolina on Monday night. I'm Jeff Bossert.